situation is consistent with all of the other units in that area, and it's also been reduced down because the developer came in and gave actual numbers, so that those numbers were adjusted down to 479, 494 on your property. With respect to the issue of discrimination, which you have also checked, because these are being valued at the same value as everyone else in that area, we don't find any discrimination in the case. Any other argument that you're making in your letter here with respect to the constitutionality, that is not something that we can address, and we really can't. I mean, we can let you tell us anything you want, but it's not going to help us make a decision in this case, because we can't make a decision on the constitutionality of the statute here at the BOE. That is something, however, when you get the decision, that you can take up to the State Tax Commission. As to BOE.
Okay, well, I'm basically going to record the ending of this call, and I'm going to ask.
Well, you don't have to, because we're already live on. I wanted to tell you, you don't have to worry about that. You're welcome to, but we are already live on the internet, and this is already recorded, so you don't have to worry about that part. As to BOE number 372, I would make a motion that we deny the claim of discrimination or to change the value, as they are consistent with the other units in this area, but that we do change the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, you guys are going to get a decision back from the Board of, and you can take that to the State Tax Commission. You have those rights on there, and the other constitutional arguments you would make, you probably need to make those at the State Tax Commission, and I suspect they would probably require you to appeal that on to the courts. But we thank you for owning in Taney County. I'm sorry that we can't help you on those constitutional issues that you want to argue, but we just have to do it.
Well, you can, because you're the one making the decision on the taxation. So technically, you can. You're just choosing not to.
But I understand that's the way you're interpreting it, and I wish you luck. Okay? Take care.
Thanks.
Like I said, great way to end the day. Okay.
So Menards was the only other one that we didn't talk to.
Okay. Did we want to call them? I think this is the largest value I've seen since I've been on the BOE.
Yes.
That's pretty astounding. I think Lowe's is only $9 million. They're at 17.
Yeah. And I gave you all of the information in the folder to show why we should still be there.
Why what?
Why we're in the correct value.
Okay. Listen, since they're on the dock today, I got to call them, so let's see. I doubt they're going to be there.
I agree.
Did you want to look at the notes first?
I'm looking at them. You can make the call. I'll look.
Yeah, I mean, I will. This is Lowe's or Menards?
Menards. If you look at the notes, it gives you an update on what's going on.
Was it updated from the previous?
So they took their last appeal to the STC, and that decision has not been made yet based on their...
Who?
To the STC.
Oh, they appealed last time, and now you've increased it again, and so they'll be... Or what happened last time?
Well, they went to the STC, and we're still waiting for our decision, and so...
Okay, which was 14... For what? They started... 2020, they asked for a three-man drop, got it. 17, their president is asking for another three-man drop. Today's BOE appeal wants an additional $4 million drop to $10 million.
So in 6 years, they're asking to go down $10 million. And there was a decision for the Jackson County, the 2019, that just came out in 2021.
Well, in other words, we had a COVID decrease for kind of across the board.
But we don't have the STC's decision, so I don't know that we could rule on something until we saw what their previous ruling is.
Well, we have to rule by tomorrow.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know that we can change anything until...
But what's the basis? Why did it go up? What did we have them at last time? 14? 350 or something?
No, we were still at 17.
Okay, so we were at... This hasn't changed. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think so. Let me not lie here. Let me okay. Look it up. I don't like to speak off the cuff. So let me get it.
Land value by STC study.
Okay, look it up. If I go to the PVAL, 17,700 is what they were in 2019. It went to BOE. It stayed at 17,700.
You've adjusted it down.
And 2020, yeah, I did.
Adjusted it down based on?
Based on an appraisal.
You had an actual appraisal this in 22 or this?
Yeah, I've got the Platte County appraisal or something. I can't remember why, but I took it down to be below what we're proposing at the STC is what I think.
Well,
I did.
We need to know why, for purposes of this today, went down. I mean, I'm sure that they're appealing this because they appealed last time and they still don't have a decision.
Right.
So they feel like they have
so
to.
So here's what I would have done. We are going to the STC for 21, waiting for our amount. And so because it was at 17,700,000, I went ahead and discounted a little more to go down so that we would still be in line. But again, from Lowe's and Home Depot, we know everything went up 10 to 15%. So I probably shouldn't have done that, but I wanted to stay under what we think the possible STC value would be.
Well, what did you discount? Why did it go down? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why did you go down?
I wanted to stay under the value that, like, if...
So why don't we just keep it the same is what I'm trying to figure out. In other words, was there something that happened that made you drop it by... I mean, compared to the whole price, it's not much, but it's still about $700,000, right?
Yeah.
So what made that $700,000 drop?
Well, that's a $500,000 drop.
Or $500,000.
Well, I think I just did the depreciation.
Okay. Dang it. I doubt we're going to get anybody. Andrew, this is David Akers of Taney County Board of Equalization. We are running way behind today. I didn't know if I would actually get somebody. Andrew, you apparently have Menards is under appeal for the last assessment, and you still don't have a decision out of the State Tax Commission, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. It looks like the assessor really didn't change the value this year except for some... knock some off for depreciation, maybe down to 17,219,553. I think unless there's something brand new you've got, I mean, I don't really know that we have much choice since we already denied the appeal last time, and you've got basically a lesser value than we had last time, that I don't really know how we do anything different on that.
Okay. Yep, it's the same information as last year, same appraisal showing a value of 14.3. Yep, nothing new to provide, so.
Okay. Well, to be consistent with our decision, prior decision, I would make a motion we deny.
No
change in value. There's a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, Andrew, you'll get a decision out from us. And obviously, if they come back and make the 2021, decision, then that will apply going forward,
okay.
Unless there's a change. So I guess when you get that decision, we'll have our answer too. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thank you for still being available. Bye.
Of course, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, is there any other ones that I have not done. Do we need to table anything?
That's all I had.
All right. So it's okay to recess this unconstitutional gathering?
Yes.
All right. BOE will be in recess until tomorrow.